Okay, we are picking up four lines from the top of Lamed Amar Gate. Lamed Beis, our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ilu Nishma Shalamis Bas Yaakov. I apologize about the last few days. Baruch Hashem was the end of the yeshiva. I had a lot of meetings, and that was the time I usually recorded off. So Baruch Hashem, we're already finished. So now, hopefully in the coming weeks, it should be pretty consistent. So the Gemara is asking a question on Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi was had the hanacha that a regular person in Israel is allowed to separate Trumas Meiser from Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon, again, is designated for the Levi. So the Gemara says, again, four lines on top of Lamed Beis, V'chi yesh l'rishus l'bal habayis litrum Trumas Meiser. Is it possible Truma Meiser has to be designated to the owner of it? So if someone is the owner, that's the bal habayis, the Truma Gedol, I get. But Trumas Meiser is the Levi. The Levi should l'chor have to be the one who has to designate the Trumas Meiser. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi actually follows the Shita in Tanaim that holds that the Baal HaBayis, not necessarily the Levi, the Baal HaBayis at least has the right to take off Trumas Meiser. Because it's the Shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, it's the Shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, who says that it's okay to sound as the Braisa teaches us, Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer, V'nechshav lachem Trumaschem. The whole pasuk says, V'nechshav lachem Trumaschem, K'dagan menagor nechalim nek of those who are in Eretz Yisrael. That's this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Korach, the Truma is going to be like the grain that comes from the growing, from the threshing floor, and like the wine from the wine press. This truma. So this truma is talking about the chora trumas meiser. So Abba Elazar says, b'shtei trumas akasim adaber. Really, it's talking about not just the regular trumas meiser, but also truma gedola. Achas truma gedola, v'achas trumas meiser. Again, if a person has 100 apples, so two apples that he takes off, he gives to the he gives to the coin, that's what's called Shuma Gedola, because it's a bigger portion. Then he has to take off Meiser Rishon, we'll just round it up to make it easier, it's 98, we'll round it up 9.8, he has another 10 of those apples that he gives to the Levi, and that Levi has to take off of that 10%. He has to take off 10%, that 10% is one, he has to give one of those 10 apples that he receives to the Kohen, back to the Kohen. So, Kishem Shetruma Gedola, and he tells us, so now through a Hekesh, she's learning out that just like Truma Gedola is allowed to be taken off, and really, not really allowed to actually, and he tells Beomet Tosos point out that not only is it allowed, but that's the mitzvah. It's Lechora, it's not supposed to be taken off, not by estimation. You have a chiyav to do it through estimation. Why should that be? So Tosas says, because if you do that, you'll have it ba'ayin yafes. Lashon Tosas, you'll be doing it because you'll be nervous. So you're not, there's a minimum share of at least midarabanan, a 40th, a 50th, and a 60th. So therefore, you're going to be afraid, hey, wait, am I really doing it? You're going to be giving significantly more than that when you do it by estimation. So just like Truma Gedola is taken off only through estimation, Uv Machshava, even actually without physically separating you, you have the ability to do it just by Machshava alone. Obviously, you have to eventually separate the Truma from a pile, but still, that you could even do that from Velashon of Venechshav. We learn out through Venechshav that Truma and Trumas Meiser have the ability to be done through Machshava alone. Kach Trumas Meiser tells about it through the halachas of a Hekesh, that we're comparing the halachas of Truma Gedola to the Trumas Meiser that the Levi has to give. It is done by estimation. It's done by estimation. That's a big question why that should be. The Truma Gedola, I get, there was no amount. But when it comes to Trumas Meiser, Tosas point this out, is that Trumas Meiser is 1/10, so it's a pretty set number. Why should it be that it's done by estimation? That's pretty strong kasha. So Tosas answers that even though the father, in this case, Torah Rav Ashi, was permitted to separate Trumas Meiser by estimation, he wouldn't necessarily have done so. Because he's afraid he's going to be giving too much, but it's just telling you that it's allowed. That's the point. So, uve machshava. And it could also be done mentally. Chshem sheesh lo rishus lebal habayis lichum truma gedola, kach yesh rishus lebal habayis lichum trumas meiser. That's the shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, and that is the followed by Rav Ashi. So therefore, we assume that the father separated trumas meiser because he's allowed to, and that's what we're saying. Rav Ashi holds it, he's allowed to. He holds like the Tana, Abba Elazar ben Gamla. Very good. So now we're up to the next Mishnah, continuing on the discussion of things that are keeping its chazaka, right? It's keeping the status that it was previously had. So, Meniach Peros, Leos Mafreshan, Shumas, and Maestro. So, if a person has Teva, so if a person is going on a trip or something, let's say, so he wants to remove the status of the fruits and vegetables that are fruits, let's say, the fruits that are with him by taking off Shumas and Maestro. So, if you're going on a trip, let's say, so he wants to take off Trufas and Meiser. So if he wants to, he can assume that the produce. So he can assume that the produce that he had left in his house to be able to designate those produce as Trumas and Meisers are still there. There's the chazaka that it was around, so you could assume that it's around also. So the question is, what in the world are we talking about? Didn't we just say in yesterday's daf, Halacha number Beis, that there is an Isser to be Torah Shalom and Amukaf? So the Rishonim already bothered by this, the Meiri, Rashi already discusses this, that we're talking about a case of a Diyavid, that you're not supposed to be doing that, but it's still Chal. Or you could say, no, we're talking about the case where it's, right, Shas and Chak of Diyavid Dami, it's about to be Shabbos, where you're not allowed to take off Trumos and Maisos, right, because it's near a Kimisakin, it's like you're fixing the produce, so therefore you're not allowed to. So therefore, since Shabbos is about to come, or let's say you're just on the traveling and you have nothing to eat, so obviously that'd be mutter. All of those examples, then the Shastachar Kivit Yavadami, and then we would allow it, even if it's not near each other. We're not touching each other, near each other, whatever, how far it has to be to take off a Chumos and Maestros, that is going to be okay. So you left fruits in order to separate Chumos and Maestros that you have. So Malos Leos Mafresh Lan Maestros Shinu. Similarly, you want to be Poda on years, right? We have years. It's a three-year Shemitah cycle, but just to define it as all 6 years, on years 1, 2, 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle, we have what's called Meiser Sheni, right? Meiser Rishon always goes to the Levi, but the Shaila is, what do you do with the second Meiser, right? Back to 100 apples, you take off 2, give them to the Kohen. Now you have 9.8 that you now gave to the Levi. After that, you have to take off, just round it to 10, you have 88 left, 8.8, you have to take off 8.8 as Meiser Sheni. Now, where does this Meiser Sheni go? So it depends. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, you will take those fruits to Yerushalayim and eat them there. Now, if you are talking about a year where it's hard for you and it's heavy, you have a lot of produce, so the Torah itself tells you that you can be poda the produce onto money and take that and add a fifth and take that money to Yerushalayim to buy fruits and korbanos and things that you want to have in Yerushalayim and eat that as your Meiser Sheni. That's totally fine. So that is years 1, 2, 4, 5. Years 3 and 6, just Agav, is the Meiser Ani. That you give, that second portion of the 8.8 would be given to the poor person. So now, so the lach is that you can assume, Mashon HaMechezka Shed Kayim, and the money that you left over there, whatever you put in your safe, wherever it was, you can, under your pillow, then you can assume the Chazaka tells you that you remove the produce from that. However, Im Avdu, if they were discovered after that, that in fact they were not around, so then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, and we're going to discuss this, Hareze Choshesh Me'es La'es. You have to be Choshesh for 24 hours. The Gemara is going to define what exactly, how that works. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yudol Mer B'Shlosha Prakim Bot Kinesh L'Yayim. There are three times where we have to examine to ascertain that the wine had not turned into vinegar. Similar idea, this is a different halacha about just keeping the status, that wine generally, right, you have to take off truma, you have to take off wine for wine. What? You can't take off vinegar. And Rishonim point out, because it's a different type, a different min, according to many shitas in Tanaim. According to Chachamim, we say it's not a different min, so it's also not shayach, because you're taking off something which is obviously of a completely lower level. It's much more inferior to the status of wine, and that would not be chal, definitely a chachila, so you should check, that to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar, to make sure you're not taking off truma from the vinegar to the wine. So, Bikidum Shel Motzei Chag, the east wind coming from Sukkis, the Gemara is going to talk about this, Uvelsat Smadar, and when berries begin to bud, and when they begin to come in their clusters, the Veshas Knesas Mayim Beboser, and when liquid is coming into unripe grapes, they're called Boser. There's a certain type, that's what the Lashon always, Boser is always by grapes, and then, I'm not going to confuse, Boser, and then by Shemen, there's another Lashon that we have, and I'm blanking out on it, but that's always how we refer to the time that you're taking the grapes in. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my Me'es La'es, what is the Shita of Me'es La'es? What 24 hours are we referring to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Me'es La'es Shel Bedika. 24 hours from the time where you checked the produce was discovered to be missing, so then all of the Trumas and Maestros during that 24-hour period is suspected to have not been taken off. And then in which case, obviously, by the way, you'd have to take off Trumas and Maestros again. Right? So if a person designated the produce as Meiser for his Teva less than 24 hours before he discovered the thing was missing, so then you have to take off Trumas or Meisers again. However, if he designated the produce to be Meiser more than 24 hours before he discovered it, then it would be fine. That's because that is no longer a problem. The Chazaka, the fact that they were still around, remains in effect, and that would be okay. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. But Lazar ben Antigonus, Omer Meshim, Rabbi Lazar ben Bar Yanai, Rabbi Lazar ben Antigonus, Meshim, Rabbi Lazar ben Anai, Be'es Le'es Shel Hanacha, 24-hour period after setting aside the designated produce, that is when you have to be Choshesh. So according to Rabbi Lazar ben Antigonus, we rely on the Chazaka to assume that the produce remained in its storage place only for the first 24 hours after it was placed there. Any time after 24 hours, done, there's no more Chazaka. So it says Gemara, Al-Khura Kasha, Nublazim Antinagonus, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Im Avdu, Areza Choshesh Meis La'is. Our Mishnah tells us you have to be concerned for a 24-hour period. So that implies that taking off the Meiser is suspect only 24-hour period before. According to B'Yochanan, who said that it's in the time that you check, that's what the Mishnah seems to imply. That according to B'Yochanan, then we assume 24 hours before you eat, you have to assume it was a problem. But if you check, it was more than 24 hours, then you're good. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tignanus, it says from only the moment you set it aside, you only have 24 hours, and after that, it's a problem. Hi, me'es leis, the lashon of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Mishnah's lashon is 24-hour period. Ad me'es leis mibayit. It should be only until 24 hours later, and then past that zman of 24 hours later, push it, you're done, you're stuck, you lost. So the Gemara points out, in Echanami, right, this is in fact difficult for that. Shita, kasha, this is a kasha on the man damar, who holds that this Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus. So now the Gemara says, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So that if they were lost, he must be concerned for 24 hours. That's Rabbi Elazar. So there's Mar said now Amar Rab Elazar. We had this already twice now in this is the Amora Rab Elazar ben Pedas, Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's confusing. Rab Elazar ben Shemua was a Tana who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now we have two are both Tavina Rabbi Yochanan and both Rab Elazar. It's very difficult. So the question is Amar Rab Elazar Chalukin al Chalav Chaver al Rabbi Elazar. So that Rab Elazar this Shita of Divrei Rabbi Elazar that we're mentioning is actually not the main Shita. The other Rabbanim disagree with him. This time, because the Stam Mishnah tells us that you have a mikvah, shenim dav nitzach chaser. You have a mikvah, right? The minimum share of a mikvah is 40 sa. If it's anything less, even if it's chaser, a quart of a tiny amount, less than 40 sa, it is totally pasul. That's a shayla. No, pasul says that's, it's a shayla, I think, still deraisa, but most assume, I think, that it would be pasul even on a level deraisa. Kol Torah shenoso gabav ma'afreya. So any Torah items that were previously, were toveled over there, you can assume are still tamei. Bein rishus yachid, bein rishus rabim. Whether the mikvah is in a rishus yachid or rishus rabim, tameos are presumed to be tamei. So, what the chiddush about rishus rabim versus yachid is that we know that there's suffik tuma. We learn that from a sota. We learn that from sota that any suffik tuma rishus yachid is tamei. And rishus rabim here doesn't mean like a Shabbos rishus rabim. It just means the amount of people that are there. As long as there are three people where the suffik was nolad, it was the latest a suffik happened when there was three people. Then you're allowed to assume as a gzeras hakosuv that you are not tamei, that you are tahor. So here the chiddush is that even if the mikvah is in rishus rabim, we still go after assuming that it's tamei. Why? Because in this case we're assuming that it is a suffik, but that we have a chazaka. The chazaka that everything that went in, even a person was tamei, the kelim are tamei, they're cheskas tuma. So you're uprooting their chazaka. They have a chazaka. They have the chazaka mikara, assuming that they are tamei. So now to uproot that chazaka, we won't apply and say cheskas a suffik tuma versus a rabim would make them tahar. So the Gemara says. So we see from over here that the Tan of our Mishnah would understand that tevel remains aser no matter when, because it's a chazaka that it's tevel. Chazaka is aser, and now you're removing its cheska status that it's now going to be fit to be eaten because you took off shemayim esros. That is removing its chazaka, and to remove its chazaka, suffik, we would not be assumed that way. So the Gemara says pshut in the chalukin, right? That this Mishnah clearly is telling us that all food prepared is going to be tamei. So why then, Rabbi Elazar Pedas have to even mention this? It's pashut. So the Gemara says ma de seima. No, maybe I would have thought ma'ilam afreya. What does the Mishnah mean by the Mafreya? I'm ace lace only for 24 hours afterwards. So that Tana, the Mishnah rather, that the things going into the mikvah only 24 hours before the mikvah, that was going to be the problem. And therefore the Mishnah is not arguing on our Mishnah, Kamash on Rabbi Elazar, rather Kamash Balan, there that the Tana in fact disagrees with our Mishnah and assumes that no matter what, no matter when you were moded the mikvah, if you found it tamei, everything that was until the previous time that you knew was 40 sa is going to be a chazaka that is in fact tamei, even if the mikvah was found in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, we said begiva prakim, three times you have to check the wine to make sure it's not vinegar. Tana bekidum shamotze achag shel tkufa. A brisa taught us that this is the same time when the eastern wind is coming after Sukkot. That the new season, that's when it's then you have to check the wine at the when after the. When it's what we call the fall, right? After the autumn, there's the four seasons based on the solar year. So after that, we have to assume that it's a problem. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begimah Prakim Ochru and Satfua. Three times the grain may be sold. Lefnei Hazera, before planting, meaning before the planting season when people would purchase the grain, so they'll be prepared to plant it. Uveshas Hazera, and during the actual planting season, when everyone is already now currently involved in the planting. Uveprosa Pesach, when Pesach is coming. Half the time, meaning we learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before, so half the time is 15 days before Pesach. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that'd be before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that would be the Prosa Pesach. Rosh Loshem Prakim Mochrin Esayayin. And during the three times of the year, wine is allowed to be sold at Prosa Pesach, assuming that you're taking out when Pesach is coming, and Prosa Atzeres, when Shavuos is coming, Prosa Chag, when Sukkos is coming. So that meaning the price of the wine is rising before these, because of increased demand, so you could sell them then, Veshemen Matzeres Ve'ilach, and oil is allowed to be sold from Shavuos and onwards, meaning it's going to reach its height at Shavuos, and then it's going to go down because there's a lot more supply and demand, there's more supply now. So Gemara asks, "My helpful, so what exactly is this? What is the difference over here? You could sell during the year. Amar Rabbi Rava Vitimar Papa Leshutvin for business partners. So that during these times, one may partner may sell one of the things without consulting his partner because those are the best time. It's the best supply and demand, and you can assume Avadai, his partner, even if he's not around, would want to have him sell it. So that would be the point. So then Beis Yosef learns from there that if a person sells it at a time where it's clearly not the peak." Like you sell a lulav and esrog now, and you're a partner, so that's ridiculous. Then obviously you're not going to get anything for what the value should be. So that is negligence. And then in each case, then the person would be chayv to pay whatever the normal value is. If he like starts cutting off his esrog trees in 2 weeks from now, so then they'll be worthless when sukkahs comes. So you sell them for like $5 instead of $30. So obviously that would, I don't even know, pay $5, but whatever. So that would obviously be negligence, and the other shutaf would have to pay. So the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elach mai. So from then on, after the dead exit times, can the partner still make a sale without consulting? Amarava kol yom pirkehu. Every day that follows is also considered the sale season, and you're allowed to sell without the permission. Going further, this was just the beginnings man that we were given. Right? So now the Gemara continues about the east winds now. Vayi kizarach Hashemash iman elokim ruach kadim charishis. That the pasuk says in Yonah that the sun came up and Hashem prepared a strong east wind. What is this charishis? So what does it mean, a strong wind? Amar Rav Yehuda, Bisha, Shemina Sheves, when the wind is blowing so strongly, Ose Talmim Talmim Yame, makes furrows, charishis, in the ocean, meaning it was a very strong wind. That it blew Yonah so strongly, and it was like, it was very, very strong. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabba, Ihache, so that which the Pasuk says, Vatach Hashem Hashal Rosh Yonah Vayitalef. The sun was burning on him, and he fainted. So why would it be fainting if it was so hot, if it was very windy out? When this wind blows, it stops all the other wind and coolness around it blowing from those other winds. So only that one area is it. But then, it's going to be chalishis. It's going to be apparently still and very hot. So Zvayne Dechsev Asher Begadecha Hamayim Bashket Aretz Midarom. Pasuk says in Eov that when the garments are worn and the earth is quiet in the south, Eretz Bedarim, referring to the south wind. Amar Rav Taklipa, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, different Rav Chistas, I guess. Imas Abigdecha Chamin, when are your garments worn? Bishash Shishkit Eretz Bedarim. When the coolness of the south wind is coming. Shabishash Shemun Hasheves, when the east wind blows, Mishatekes Bo Aruchas Bevanea. The coolness of other winds are coming before it, and the south wind is generally very cold. However, the east wind blows it over, powers all the other winds, and the coolness south is not felt. Ravuna v'Rav Chista v'Yasa, they're sitting together. Chalef Azal Gneva Layu. Gneva was passing them. Amar Chad L'Chavre, one said to the other, Niko Mekamei Davar Urin, who's a big Talmud Chacham. So there's a Chiyav D'Raisa to stand up for Misnei Seva Takum. Ein Seva Nishan Kana Chacham, the Gemara and Kedushin tells us. So you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So they're wondering, should they have to stand up for him to give him, right, to be Mechavid him? So the Gemara says, Amr La'idach, the other one said, no, Mekame plugged in, he's a person who's creating a lot of sorrows for big tzaddikim. He was a big, right, when Mar Ukva, they took Ganeva Bakola, ended up dying from that. He was verbally harassing Mar Ukva. So there was a shayla, whether or not, if a person obviously is a Talmud Chacham, but doesn't act properly, so then you lechora don't need to stand for him. So Adachi Asa Iyu Legabayu. So Ganeva came to Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Amr Lahu, he said to them, but my eskizi, what are you guys learning? Amr Lei Beruchas, they said, we're learning about the winds. Amr Lu, Achim, Rav Achanan, Rav Amarav. Dal Beruchas, Meneshavas, Bechol Yom. Four winds blow each day. Beruch, Tzvonis, Meneshavas, Al Kulam. The north wind is the strongest. It blows four directions, and it's not too hot, not too cold. It softens, impacts other winds, and helps it out. She'il Malay Kenneth, not been for this northern wind. Ain't Ala Meskai, Mafilusha Achas, the world would be destroyed. Beruch, Jomis, Kashim, Kulam. The southern wind is the worst. Malay Ben Netz, Mamida, if not been for the Malach, whose name is Ben Netz, who blocks it. The whole world would be destroyed. So obviously these are very deep in Yanim. We don't really know what the deeper Kavanah is, but that's what he said. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Nachman Reitzach Aviyasvei Avichalef Azil Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Rav Nachman passed by. They were sitting in a golden carriage. very important people used to sit in this carriage. Rashi says, "Uparis aleh sar balas adeh charse." There was a green cloak, blue coat rather, I think blue and green. I remember those things was both that that he was wearing a very fancy coat. Rava Azul Lagabe, he went out to meet him. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Azul Lagabe Amar Dilma Meinshe Deveresh Kalusa. Maybe he's someone in the Resh Kalusa. So Rava came out to greet him. Rava Tzarchlu Analot Tzarchlu. So Rava needs him, but I don't. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the son of the Resh Kalusa, and therefore did not need to feel the need to go out and greet him. However, Rava felt that there was a necessity of a Tzarchet Zibur for him, whatever, to go out. Dechazer of Nachman Bar Yaakov Ave. So when Rav Nachman Yitzchak saw that it was really Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Azul Agabe, he also went to greet him. Galadare, he took his hand literally. Because it was hot, so he like opened up. Maybe he was wearing short sleeves. I don't know exactly. Amar Shadi Nashiv, the carriage being blown by hot wind. So okay, interesting statement. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rava Ach, Amar Rav is, or Rav said Isha Mapelas both. Through this wind, it's so dangerous. A woman can miscarry from it. And Shmuel Amar Afila Margalish Veyamar Kevespo, a pearl in the sea is rotting because of it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afila Shechvat Zera Shebemei Isha Mesrachasboy, that it becomes smelly because of that. Amar Rav Nachman Reitzlak Ushoshin Merka Kadarshu, they all learn the same pasuk. Kihu Ben Achim Yafria Yavo Kadim Ruach Hashem Yivra Elev Yavo Vayevish Mekoro. Yavish Mekoro, the spring is going to be dried up. Zem Mekoro Shel Isha. So this pasuk is telling us that through this wind, the woman's womb is going to be dried up. It's going to ruin the fetus. So I don't know what is that. So the zera of a man that's in the woman that's supposed to be creating a vlad is also going to become ruined through that. Who you should say utar klochi chemda going to plunder the treasure of all special kalim zo margalish b'yam, the pearls in the sea. Again, these are all deeper kavanas which we don't fully understand what they're referring to. Amar Rava adi surahu, that this is what the chachamim asura say, the daiki kari, examine these psukim. My kihu ben achim yafriu, the pasuk saying that you're going to be multiplied, fruitful amongst your brothers. Amarava, Rava says afilo, turning on to the next level now. Shufsa bekufina demara rafia, that the handle that's going into a hole is going to become loose because of the eastern winds. That even that handle is tightly in, it breaks because of these eastern winds. Again, showing the koach of these eastern winds. Rav afilo suchta bedafna rafia, even a peg in a wall becomes loose to these winds. They're so strong. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Afilu Kanya Bekufta Rafia. Even a reed that's woven into a basket loosens because of this wind. Again, what are the three kavadas? Why are you mentioning? Obviously, once I know it's very strong, what's the difference if it's been a basket or it's because of a peg or it's because of a hoe in the ground that they're based out of the hoe? That is a whole shayla. Obviously, there's deeper kavadas, what the Amoraim are trying to mention. We're just reading the surface to understand that there is obviously deeper kavadas over here. Hajnalach Kulagat. So the next Mishnah we'll pick up Ezra Mashaleh Chel Ishta on Shabbos. We'll pick up the recording. Siyata Dishmaya Daf Lamed Gimel.